Ekološki magazin Radio Kotora.
Eko kutak.
Pratite specijalno izdanje ekološkog magazina Radio Kotora Eko kutak, koji se ovog puta bavi nedavno održanim godišnjim skupom koordinatora Plave zastavice u Meksiku.
Od uvijek je svega bilo, ali se sve brzo mijenja. Smo postali prijetnja.
Eko kutak.
U Cancunu, turističkoj metropoli Meksika, održan je redovni godišnji skup koordinatora Plave zastavice. Ovaj program Fondacije za ekološku edukaciju sprovodi se u 50 zemalja svijeta, a tokom ljeta 2013. godine na 3100 plaža i 625 marina u zemljama sjeverne hemisfere vijorilo se ovo prestižno ekološko obilježje. Domaćin skupa je bila nevladina organizacija Pro Natura, a nacionalne koordinatore iz 39 zemalja pozdravili su zvaničnici meksičke vlade, Savezne države Quintana Roo i Nacionalne komisije za vode Conagua. Prisutnima su se obratili gradonačelnik Paul Carillo de Caceres i guverner Roberto Borge Angulo.
Good morning to all the members of the honor table and to everybody present here on behalf of the Secretary of Environment and Natural Resources, Mr. Abud. We welcome you. The Secretary was planning to attend today this meeting, but unfortunately, as you all know, we have a storm in the Pacific Coast and it was necessary for the Minister to stay there. But for those working at the Ministry of the Environment, we are very happy to welcome all the Blue Flag National Operators, but we are even more happy to know that only a couple of months after the administration of President Peña started, of the 3,150 beaches certified worldwide with Blue Flag, 5 are already in Mexico. And this has been an effort and a reality thanks to the joint effort of the three government levels as well as the civil society. I remember that since we heard from Martin about the Blue Flag certification, clearly understood from the beginning that we needed to participate, and let me explain you why. At the beginning of the administration, the President of the Republic set forth 5 important national goals to bring the country to the maximum potential. The Blue Flag certification and steel project helped us meet most of these goals, and let me explain you which are these. The first one is in order for Mexico to reach this potential, it has to grow economically. We need a prosperous Mexico that will generate growth opportunities so all the Mexicans have a dignified life. Blue Flag, as you all know, is a synonym of international competitiveness, of sustainable tourism, and therefore of green growth. Having Blue Flag beaches will make our tourism offering to increase and therefore help us grow. Another goal is to have an inclusive Mexico where all the Mexicans have the same opportunities of enjoying all the resources available in our country. You all know that Blue Flag, one of its main criteria, is this part of inclusion and that we can all enjoy our beaches. As a third goal, we have a Mexico with quality education for everybody. And how can we think of a quality education if we don't have environmental education, which is also considered as a part of the criteria of evaluation of Blue Flag? And last, a Mexico that has worldwide responsibility and global presence, having Blue Flag certified beaches position them at the highest competitive levels, providing us a presence as a country that we wouldn't have had if we would have this certification. Also, for us to be members of the Blue Flag community is of utmost importance because this represents a confirmation that we do have the resources, we do have the capability, but we also have the will to obtain sustainability today in our beaches, but tomorrow in the rest of the national development. I want to insist that the government of President Peña is very happy to welcome you in Mexico. It is a great distinction to have great experts in better practices of sustainable tourism in our country. I am certain that this meeting will bring great benefits to our country, but it would also be a great lesson. This is why, once again, we welcome you all to Mexico.
Eko kutak.
Ovogodišnji skup je bio prilika da se zemlje učesnice programa Plava zastavica upoznaju sa raznim vidovima promocije širom svijeta. Naveden je podatak da je sajt blueflag.org imao 800.000 posjeta, a planiran je i prijevod sadržaja na sajtu na najznačajnije svjetske jezike. Sophie Bachet Granados, međunarodni direktor programa Plava zastavica, sumirala dostignuća u proteklim godinama.
Mexico and Israel being awarded for the first time in April this year pushed our numbers to 48 countries running the Blue Flag. We currently have 4 countries working on implementing the Blue Flag, which means that we actually have 52 countries working on the Blue Flag program. This is great news as these 52 countries and are more than 3,850 sites around the world make the scope of environmental education grow bigger every year. And then it increases the amount of people that we reach. So this will actually be one of our topics at our National Public Meeting, and I think it's welcome. And we will also be working on criteria. We need to remember that they constantly need to evolve to ensure that BlueFlag remains an eco label, representing excellence and leading our beaches and marinas towards better environmental management. Our future is our best bet, and with one foot anchored deeply in the present and one moving straight forward, we will be sure to have our best chances. Every year, the National Operator Meeting drives us to share our work and passion, and the fact that we have countries from all around the world represented is extraordinary. So many cultures and so many ideas in the same room. I strongly believe that this is one of FE's major strengths.
Podnijet je izvještaj o međunarodnoj kontroli tokom protekle 2013. godine na ukupno 135 plaža i marina u 15 zemalja i zaključeno da se pažnja i dalje mora posvetiti ekološko-edukativnim akcijama na plažama i marinama te dostupnosti ovih mjesta licima sa posebnim potrebama. Održan je posebni okrugli sto o primjerima pozitivne prakse u pogledu pristupa do plaže i marine, odnosno morske vode. Ovoga puta govorilo se i o pristupu slijepim i slabovidim osobama. Što se tiče žalbi međunarodne koordinacije Plave zastavice, njih je ove godine bilo ukupno 37, od čega se četvrtina odnosila na čistoću plaža i marina. O tome što znači program Plava zastavica koja se odvija kako na plažama tako i marinama diljem naše planete govore nacionalni koordinatori iz Sjeverne Irske, Dominikanske Republike, Ujedinjenih Arapskih Emirata, Španije i Meksika. Oni su svoje impresije o tome dali tokom godišnjeg skupa nacionalnih operatera plavne zastavice.
My name is Patricia McGay. I work for Tidy Northern Ireland and we are the FE Blue Flag operator for Northern Ireland. I've been involved in the program for over 2 years now and inspires positive change in Northern Ireland with about over 60% of our tourism goes to our beautiful coastline, 650 miles of it. Blue Flag is a unique tool for beach operators to improve their management styles, to improve the beach user experience. So users have the ultimate beach experience in Northern Ireland. Okay. It's the icing on the cake of tourism and environment.
So my question is, what do you personally like most about the Blue Flag program? Why do you personally think that it's so good?
Because it's an international award in my country, which I'm very proud of, and it inspires change for the beach users to have the ultimate beach experience in my country.
Hi, I'm Cesar Vargas from Dominican Republic. We are in the program since 2004, and the most important things for us are the environmental education activities where you involve all the people in the coastal zone. And the second thing is that in Dominican Republic is the only program that focuses on conservation of the coastal zone and the beach. I think Blue Flag is a tool, it's a program, it's an excuse to be working in the coastal zone and in the beaches with the people that doesn't know the importance of the conservation of the area.
Moa Sawa from United Arab Emirates. I work for WWF, Project Leader in Conservation and Education. Now, we have been in the UAE since 2001. This is our third year in Blue Flag. What I like most about the Blue Flag is in the UAE, we did have problem before with the water quality. No beaches were testing the water quality. So with the Blue Flag, now a lot of beaches are, even if they're not Blue Flag, they're concerned about their water quality. And B is the environmental awareness activities. Because in UAE, we still need a lot of environmental awareness programs, activities, you name it. So those are the two things that I really like about the Blue Flag in our country. And there is a huge potential in UAE for the Blue Flag. I can see a lot of beaches approaching us now.
Hola, mi nombre es Virginia, soy la operadora nacional de Bandera Azul en España y voy a presentaros a mis colegas mexicanos que Hola. Van a incorporarse al programa Bandera Azul este año.
Mi nombre es Martín Gutiérrez, de Pronatura.
Joaquín Díaz, de Pronatura, México.
Eko-kutak.
Kao i uvijek, nacionalni koordinatori su imali priliku da predstave novosti iz svojih zemalja. Tako je predstavnik Holandije prikazao kampanju My Beach. Grčka je pokazala detalje prve nacionalne ceremonije dodjele plavih zastavica, dok je predstavnik Ekoma kao nacionalni operator programa Plava zastavica u Crnoj Gori predstavio kampanju reciklaže tokom jula i avgusta mjeseca na 5 kupališta Crne Gore. Posljednjeg dana svi prisutni nacionalni koordinatori slikali su se na pješčanoj plaži Delfines, jedinoj plaži sa plavom zastavicom na Karibskom moru od ukupno 5 u Meksiku, a pridružili su mi se i učenici iz Cancuna koji su učestvovali u raznim ekološkim edukativnim akcijama. Prisutna je tom prilikom pozdravio Martin Gutierrez Lacayo, izvršni direktor Pronature.
Welcome to Mexico. You will see several examples of education activities that the Red for Education is a environmental education network here in Cancun that is in this network working 14 organizations, and all these organizations are creating several these kind of activities in the beach, in the Blue Flag Beach, and they have a calendar for all these kind of activities. So it's very important that you share with the kids and you go to the tables and share with them more some of these kind of activities. So thank you very much. Gracias.
Pronatura México hace establecimiento de 5 playas prospectadas y presentadas como candidatas para recibir la certificación Blue Flag. Chaué, Oaxaca. El Chileno, Baja California Sur. Delfines, Quintana Roo. Nuevo Vallarta Norte, Nayarit. Y El Palmar, en Guerrero.
Eko-kutak.
Na marginama skupa nacionalnih koordinatora razgovarali smo sa gospodinom Finn Bolding Thompsonom, dugogodišnjim međunarodnim koordinatorom Plave zastavice, koga smo ih zamolili da uporedi kampanju Nekada i sad.
First of all, during that period, Blue Flag went from being a European program to an international program, and it also went from being an EU-funded program to being a program on its own. But since then, the trends that started with international and having its own financial independence has continued. And I'm very proud today to see that we have almost 50 countries as part of Blue Flag. At my time, it was from 18 to 30. So a big growth also since then.
And you were the first FI officials who came to Montenegro to see possibility to start Blue Flag program. And after 10 years, you can say what?
Well, I did the international control visits last year in Montenegro, and I'm pleased to see that you have now reached 20 beaches and that you are working on getting the marina. And I'm really pleased to see that the program has developed so well in Montenegro, and there's such a interest for the program that has developed over the years.
Then you were the president or the managing director of FI, Foundation for Environmental Education, and now you are preparing for the new job. Also in FI, you will be international director of Green Key. What is Green Key?
Green Key is voluntary eco-label that is actually very inspired by the Blue Flag program, and it was developed in 1994. The eco-label is for accommodations, so it means for hotels, campsites, but also for conference centers and attractions. And it builds on compliance with a big range of criteria, about 100 and something criteria, falling into different categories: energy saving, waste minimization, water saving, awareness raising of guests and staff, how to handle environmentally friendly in the kitchen, and so on.
Suppose that it's growing program. Do you see the future of this program in Montenegro?
Yes, it's actually the world's fastest growing eco-label, and we are at the moment having more than 2,200 sites in more than 40 countries. I would think it would be very, very natural for a country like Montenegro, having implemented so well the Blue Flag program, to consider the Green Key program. I know you have many hotels, especially along the shoreline, and you receive many international guests there. And I think it would be interesting potentially for you and for the hotels to implement the Green Key.
And what's the advantage of Green Key comparing to other labels for the hotels?
Well, in general, Green Key, of course, means saving of money due to the savings on energy and waste and so on, and it means awareness raising. But what really makes it different compared with many other similar eco-labels that exist in the world is that we are non-profit, so we are actually relatively cheap compared with the for-profit companies that run such eco-labels, and we are completely independent from the hotel industry, while others are maybe run by hotel associations and so on. And the third thing I want to emphasize is that our background is that we are a foundation for environmental education, so the awareness raising of the staff and guests are really very, very key in our program.
So hope that we will see you very soon in Montenegro in new role.
Well, I hope to see the Green Key starting very soon in Montenegro.
Plava zastavica je prošle godine proslavila jubilej četvrt vijeka uspješnog sprovođenja programa koji realizuje Fondacija za ekološku edukaciju, međunarodna mreža preko 60 ekoloških nevladinih organizacija. 8. juna na Svjetski dan okeana u Crnoj Gori je svečano počela 10. sezona kampanje Plava zastavica, koja se danas, nakon 25 godina, odvija u 49 zemalja svijeta. Program Plava zastavica u Crnoj Gori zajedno sprovode javno preduzeće za upravljanje morskim dobrim Crne Gore i nevladina organizacija EKO. Izvještaj iz Meksika pripremio je urednik EKO Kutka Saša Karjović. Programska podrška emisije EKOM, Udruženje za ekološki konsulting u Crnoj Gori.